T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 7:30 here this morning. It's 35 degrees on a Friday. With colder temperatures, many households have been turning up the furnace.
And fire officials advise you to check and even change the filter on your furnace as you do so. Deputy Fire Chief Stuart Bevis tells KSN News, check your chimney if you plan to use the fireplace, and never plug a space heater into an extension cord.
And an older electrical system may actually lead to overheating of the conductors, of the wires. And in an attic space, we actually have combustible insulation that may catch fire.
Bevis also says, remember to turn off that space heater if you leave the room or leave your residence. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former suburban Kansas City mayor has become the third Republican to kick off a campaign to challenge freshman Democrat Representative Sharice Davids. The Kansas City Star reports Adrienne Foster announced her campaign this week for the GOP nomination in the 3rd Congressional District. Foster served one term as the mayor of Roland Park, a community of about 6,800, before becoming executive director of the Kansas Hispanic and Latino American Affairs Commission.
Joe Biden is expected to adjust his strategy going into the Democratic debate in Ohio next week.
He told donors at that debate he's going to be more aggressive and the word he used was declarative, but not more argumentative. A new Fox News poll reveals that only 10% of Democratic primary voters are less likely to vote for Biden because of his son's business dealings with Ukraine. 64% say no difference. So Biden has padded his lead over Warren nationally in this poll. It's up to 10% now. But he's trying to focus less on accusations and more on accomplishments.
Fox's Peter Ducey reporting recent national polls show fellow Democrat contender Senator Elizabeth Warren challenging Biden's primary lead.
California has a new data privacy law. The state attorney general releasing a draft of the proposed regulations.
The California Privacy Protection Act takes effect in a few months, and the state's attorney general, Javier Becerra, announced the draft regulations, saying that nowadays data is gold and there is a rush to mine it.
CCPA would allow you to pull the curtains back and see what information companies have collected about you so that, if you want, you could have that information deleted.
Much like Europe's GDPR law, it will impact hundreds of thousands of businesses, and an early economic assessment estimates it will cost businesses collectively $55 billion to comply with the regulations. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Kill it on sight. That's the message from officials in Georgia as the state deals with an invasive animal.
It can grow to 3 feet in length. It has razor-sharp teeth. It's technically a fish, but can exist on land and move from one lake to another. A snakehead fish was recently pulled from a pond northeast of Atlanta. Georgia wildlife officials are now urging fishers, if they encounter one, to kill it immediately by cutting off its head. The fish is native to China and has previously been reported in 14 U.S. states. Tom Graham, Fox News.
September was Suicide Prevention Month. Tisha Darland with ComCare of Sedgwick County tells KNSS News there is an alarming trend.
Even despite all of the efforts around the country, the numbers continue to grow. Here in Sedgwick County, we had 101 deaths by suicide in 2018, which is the highest it's ever been. And it's actually above the national average.
The local suicide hotline number is 660-7500. Tisha Darland is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You may want to grab the heavier jacket or coat as we get the day started. Sunny and breezy this morning with temperatures near 50 later on this afternoon. You combine the gusty northwest winds with the temperature, and it's certainly going to feel colder than it really is. Our low tonight, 32, with a freeze warning in effect. Windy and 66 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, 35 degrees, northwest wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. Yep, it's cold out there. Morning storms and cooler temperatures across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 69 degrees before dropping through the afternoon. The normal high for the date, 72. And just over two-thirds of an inch of rain measured near Eisenhower Airport yesterday with that early morning shower that came through along with a severe thunderstorm warning. The homeless, we talked about the homeless in our news a minute ago and how the cold will affect them. Went out this last evening, going to a volleyball game, and before I went, I went outside and unhooked our two garden hoses so that they don't freeze up if that temperature gets down below freezing. If you've had that happen to you, the plumber's fee is a little high. It's a, you know, you can avoid it, you know, so I say go and avoid it. Unhook those hoses today. Ted, you do that? I know you got a...
Only if it's going to be a deep freeze.
Okay. You don't get too panicky about it?
No, if it's getting into the 20s, then I'll think about it.
Okay. All right. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2019. On this date in 1975, Bill Clinton and Hillary Diane Rodham were married in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Now, there's an interesting couple. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about it. They have had an interesting marriage, an interesting life, and yeah. And they're still married, Ted.
Pretty much been in the national spotlight now for the last 30 years.
Yeah. They're still married. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted. Just a quick note for our people out there who are receiving their Social Security benefits every month, that millions of retirees are going to get a modest 1.6% cost of living increase from Social Security in 2020.
USA! Hmm. USA!
The increase amounts to $24 a month for the average retired worker. There you go. That's a lot of money. The COLA affects household budgets for about 1 in 5 Americans, nearly 70 million people. So it's, there it is. And, of course, we can keep doing that. We're going to talk about Social Security solvency today. We'll leave that for another time. But, you know, there it is. Some folks are going to get a raise in pay. How about that, Ted?
Well, heck, if they call it a cost of living, when your food bills are going up, your heating, cooling bills go up.
It just covers it.
That's
doesn't mean you can go
I'm
out.
I'm not sure $24 a month will help you to break even on
go
that.
Go out there and buy a new Mercedes or something.
Yeah.
Probably not.
That doesn't factor into it.
On the other hand, maybe it's an extra trip to Dillon's in the month. All right, 1.6%. It's something, okay? We've got something happening this weekend. Trader Joe's is opening today in Bradley Fair over here at 21st and
no
Rock.
No longer have to go to Kansas City to go to Trader Joe's.
And I confess that I know nothing about Trader Joe's except that it's grocery, natural, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know nothing about it. But I'll tell you what, they're getting a lot of free publicity
today.
They
sure are.
I mean, I saw it's been on I think it's on all the TV stations, and now here I am talking about it. I'm talking about it because my grandson, Reese, has a job out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's going to be there at opening today, and he's you'll see him if you go in. Dark-haired kid, about 6 feet tall, a nice young man. So he's in the Air Force National Guard, and this is his job as he waits for his obligations there. But, hey, Trader Joe's. Dad tells me he knows people who go to Kansas City just to go to Trader Joe's.
Oh, sure.
I did not know this. Sometimes I'm out of the loop. Anyway, there's some more free publicity.
What's he going to be doing at Trader?
I'm not sure. He has been working at the BX out there at McConnell.
Okay.
And he's done some work for do-it-yourself. Was it Lowe's? I can't remember. One of the big places like that. So he's handy, you know, and he's good with his hands. And
excellent.
He's got a great attitude. He's a good guy. So look, Reese is going to be out there today. What else going on? Flu shots. I got to. Flu shot this week, and I tell you, it was absolutely painless. It didn't hurt a bit, okay? Last night, I got a little sore. A little bit of sore on my shoulder.
Well, at least you don't have the flu, though.
No, but I'm going to have the flu. I'm just going to not do it.
Okay? I actually beat you to the flu shot this year. I had mine last week.
Jed had his last week at the doctor's office.
Look at you two.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a couple of healthy.
You guys are the model of health.
Of course, I've never had one hurt either.
I got one. Quick story. I got one when I was in high school, and they just started doing this. The basketball coach over at West, where I went to school, decided he was tired of kids being sick all the time, so he sent us all in before the basketball season started to get a flu shot.
Right.
They gave it to you in your hip.
Right.
Okay. And I swear, I could feel that stuff going into my hip.
Well.
And the
probably
leg
could. Yeah.
The leg started curling up.
Oh, well, that's...
It was awful.
You could feel your bone marrow cringe.
Yes. But anyway, I didn't get sick for about 5 years.
Well, okay. That. Well, so it was worth it.
It was worth it.
Or you're just a wimp.
That's true. I mean, that's entirely possible.
Your fast break wasn't that good for the next month after that, but still.
No, sir. That's true. 7:41. Hey, time for the secret sound.
Oh,
we're going to play the secret sound for you here. And if you know the answer, give us a call at 869-1330. Jad, play the sound for us there. And here's your clue. You may have to look up what the name of this device is. Just kidding. You win even if you just tell us what it does. Secret sound. And oh, by the way, the prizes. Ooh, you can win a couple of large five-topping pizzas of your choice for Papa John's Pizza. And the Mannheim Steamroller CD, Halloween Monster Mix.
Oh, my.
Yeah. 869-1330 if you knew what the secret sound is today. All right, 7:42 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. He's going to talk about Wichita's best doctors. On the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.